Balance Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales Corners, Slades Corners, Abel's Corners, Newburgh Corners, Piper'sville, Pittsville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut. I've been over there. Hey, smell that dairy.
This is a late fall getaways edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, November the 13th. We are going to talk with a guest from MidwestWeekends.com about some places to go and things to do in the late fall in Wisconsin and around the rest of the Midwest. And I'm looking for your recommendations, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Beth Gopper, the editor of MidwestWeekends.com. Good morning.
Hi, Joy.
Good to have you back, and I'm looking forward to getting away this weekend to Door County, but I'm actually a little bit frightened because I just heard, did you hear the S word in our weather forecast?
Yeah, I did hear that.
Yeah, so snow showers today in northeastern and northern Wisconsin, east central Wisconsin, but it's not going to last. Saturday and Sunday's forecast is sunny and mild with highs in the 50s, even in northern Wisconsin. So I think it's going to be a very nice nice weekend, even though we had a little bit of some wind and rain and snow in northern Wisconsin. So why do you say this is still, even though it's a late fall, still a good time to get out and about?
Well, for one thing, everything is a lot cheaper. So in Door County, for example, you know how they get slammed in the summer and the fall, and they're going to be glad to see you, and they'll probably give you some really good deals on a place to stay.
Yeah, and I did get a good deal. It's probably maybe half the price. So it was nice. We got a two-bedroom condo that it's a girlfriend's getaway weekend. So it'll be fun. But what I don't know is that while it is the place to stay is less expensive, and it's not going to be very crowded because Door County can be super crowded in the summer. But I'm also wondering if anything's open.
Well, that's a good question. You know, I was thinking about what would I do if I were there, and this time of year when the days are shorter, I look for something a little more structured like a walking tour or a class, and in particular, cooking classes are really fun to take, especially with your girlfriends. And there is a cooking school in Door County, but it only goes through October.
Mm-hmm.
So I would still plan to eat well.
Yeah, they have lots of good restaurants there.
And then, you know, they have a wine trail, so you can drink well, too. It's always nice, you know.
Beth, you looked at my itinerary, didn't you?
I look in the summer, I like to be out all the time. You know, I'm out, if it's nice weather, I'm out until, you know, sunset. So I don't really invest in things like hot tubs and fireplaces, but, you know, this time of year, that is something I really enjoy. So I don't know if your condo has that, but lots of places do in Door County.
It does, and that is one of the things where it's also just for, you know, we're going to rest and relax and do that kind of thing and just visit and have fun. So that will, along with a little bit of wine tasting. So I'm looking forward to that. But you wrote a piece that that caught our eye. It was 10 great late fall getaways, and we'll talk about some of those, and maybe our listeners will share some ideas as well or have some questions. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And let's talk about some of the great late fall getaways that you do mention in your piece, which we have posted on our Facebook page. Going to Lake Geneva, that's another very popular place in the summertime, but it's also a fun place in the late fall?
I think so. I was there, in fact, one year this very time of year, and I lucked out. It was very mild and sunny. And I did walk partway around the lake. That's my favorite thing to do there is walk along the lakeshore path and look at the houses. Most of the houses have their docks pulled out now, but you can still walk and there are boathouses, and there's so much history there, and some of the houses have little bridges, so they've actually catered to the hikers. The stores are still open. Of course, the restaurants are, there were carriage rides still being given. There was some color, you know, in the South, and I think Milwaukee even has some weeping willows that keep their color for a long time. A lot of oaks still have color. So it was very pretty.
Yeah, I like that. For the first time this past summer, I did that lakeshore path, and we walked only about 4 miles. But do you do the whole thing? That's really a long way.
Well, let me see. You can get dropped off by the boat, the excursion boat. I don't think I did do the whole thing. I just did half.
Yeah,
well, but it would be very fun to do the full thing. When I was out there, I met some women who were training for a fundraising walk, and they were doing the whole thing.
Yeah, and
they're having a great time.
You also mentioned that there is an observatory in the area. Is it the Yerkes Observatory?
Mm-hmm.
And yep. you can check that out. And I don't know if they have planetarium type shows.
You can check that out. I guess I would say this time of year you should check everything out before you go because things do close. But then again, if it's open, maybe, you know, the people have more time to show you around.
Yeah. And it's not going to cost me an arm and a leg to stay at the Grand Geneva Resort?
Oh, that's the great thing about this time of year. You know, you should look for the biggest places you can. For one thing, they have the fitness centers, and Grand Geneva Resort actually has a little sister place that has a water park if you have kids, but a lot of adults like them too. And they have all those amenities, and they have lots of rooms, so those are the places giving you the best deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I did look on Living Social Escapes and Groupon Getaways yesterday, and there were lots of really good deals.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you look for the biggest resort. Usually I would do the opposite in the summer, but this is the time of year when people really want to get warm bodies in their rooms.
And I don't even have to leave my home of Madison if I want to have some fun. It's a getaway for others who don't live in Madison, perhaps, but there's a lot of fun things to do right here at home. What are some of your recommendations?
I think Madison is so much fun. I was there the last weekend in September, and there was a game that weekend, so I got to see it at its most lively. You can do a lot there. There's a roller derby team that I think is really fun for a group of girlfriends to go to. And I took a chocolate tour there once in December. I systematically made the rounds of the chocolate shops. And one of the best in the nation is in Verona, Candinas. So whenever I go there, I'm sure to pick up chocolates. This weekend is the art fair off the square. Christmas.
The winter, you mean the winter art fair?
Yes, the winter art fair off the square, which is in Monona Terrace. And I went to that one year, in fact. And also the farm market still goes on in the winter at Monona Terrace. Not the winter, but, you know, up until Christmas. So that's very fun. And, you know, again, the vendors have more time to talk to you because it's not so crowded.
Yeah. And by the way, I happen to know someone who is on the roller derby, one of the roller derby teams. She's my producer. And Taylor tells me that the first bout is December 5th at the Alliant Energy Center. So, and I have seen the roller derby bouts. They are a lot of fun. And I was going to also ask about, we'll ask about Wisconsin Dells, we'll ask about Milwaukee. I'd also like to get some ideas for Chicago. One thing I am planning on doing, Beth, is in December, one weekend, I want to go to Beautiful, the musical, the Carole King Story is playing in Chicago. So if I can still get tickets, that's what I plan to do. And I guess I can also look at Christmas decorations or go Christmas shopping or what else?
Well, did you say you're going the first weekend? Because that's the weekend they have the one-of-a-kind fair at the market, and then the Kristkindl market starts. Believe it or not, I think it starts the 20th. It seems to get a little earlier every year. So that's the big Kristkindl market, the Christ Child market, and many of the vendors come from Germany. So it's very authentic, and that's my favorite thing to do in Chicago. But there's another fun thing if you really like history, which I definitely do.
And we just have 30 seconds before a news break.
They have statue stories in Chicago. So it's 30 statues, and you scan a QR code, and the statues give you a call and tell you a story.
Oh, how neat. We'll talk more about Chicago and other places to get a late fall getaway when we come back from news. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
The falling leaves drift by the window.
This is a late fall edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. And if those leaves didn't blow off the trees, there's still a little bit of that going on in the late fall. But a lot of us are, you know, especially when we hear snow in the forecast, maybe tempted to start hunkering down for the season. But our guest this hour says the late fall is a great time to get away from home and explore a new place. Hotel rates plummet, crowds thin out. We are sharing some ideas for getaways that you can do this weekend and throughout the late fall and early December. 1-800-642-1234. If you have a question, if you want some recommendations, or if you'd like to share some recommendations. I know for one, I am going to Door County this weekend, planning on staying in Egg Harbor, and I would love it if you have some recommendations of things to do in Door County in the late fall. Something that's going on right now, or a hike to take, or someplace that's open. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Beth Gopper, editor of MidwestWeekends.com, and we are talking with her about some of the 10 great late fall getaways that she wrote about. You can see that piece on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Beth, we were talking just before news time about Chicago, and I didn't want to, there's lots to do in Chicago, so I didn't want to give that short shrift. Please repeat one of your favorite things to do this time of year.
Well, one of my favorite things to do any time of year would be a food tour. So Chicago has, it's unbelievable how many they have, but I really like the Chicago Food Planet tours. You know, you think, oh, I can eat places myself, but their model is that they not only tell you, they lead you from shop to restaurant to cafe to bakery, but they tell you a lot of interesting gossip even about the town.
Ooh, like what? Please share.
Oh, for example, when you take the Old Town tour, they lead you along the Gold Coast. And there are a lot of beautiful townhouses there, and they show you the place where Hugh Hefner had his first Playboy Mansion. Mm-hmm. They talk about how this very wealthy area is often known as the Viagra Triangle. Because you often see older men with younger women. So, you know, that kind of thing. And how much such and such house sold for recently, and it's just very fun. I also saw on, I think, Groupon Getaways, there was a deal on a chocolate or cupcake tour in Chicago, so you should always check your deal sites before you go.
Sounds fun. But we were talking about a more Christmas-oriented event that's going on. Maybe it was along with the Kristkindl market?
Yes, the Kristkindl market. It's my favorite thing to do. It's gotten very crowded. That's the one place you go this time of year where it is crowded. But it's in Daly Plaza, and it's an outdoor market. So, you know, you're going to have to put on your parka. But they will sell you hot spiced wine, and you can do quite a lot of shopping. And they have performances, especially on the weekends. And then there's lots going on in Chicago this time of year. You know, just next weekend, in fact, is the big Magnificent Mile Light Fest and Parade. So you'd want to catch that. There's a one-of-a-kind market at the merchandise market the first weekend. You have to be a little careful, though, even this time of year. Once I was going to go right after Thanksgiving to Chicago, and there's a huge convention of radiologists.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so in Chicago, that tourism doesn't always work. Sometimes the hotels are really expensive. The closer you get to Christmas, the cheaper the hotels get. And I'd love to go the weekend before Christmas. The deals at the hotels are just great. And there's still a lot going on at the Cultural Center, Millennium Park, free ice skating, caroling on Fridays, you name it.
It sounds like a lot of fun. And we do have an open line for you if you have a question for Beth, if you want a recommendation of some things to do somewhere in the Midwest for a late fall getaway weekend, or if you have something to recommend. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Chuck in La Crosse is with us. Hi, Chuck.
Hi. Say, we're going to be finding ourselves in Minneapolis tomorrow, and we're wondering about something to do in the southern suburb portion of the cities. Any suggestions for Minneapolis, St. Paul for the weekend?
Well, Beth, that's where you are right now.
That's right. Well, you know, we do have this little shopping mall. Yeah. You may have heard of it in the southern suburbs. And believe it or not, Santa Claus is already at the Mall of America.
Oh,
so you can stop by there. You know, that's another place that is not uncrowded this time of year. But now is actually a good time to go because we're not yet in the thick of it. You can always go to the Minnesota Zoo. That's in the southern suburb of Apple Valley. Let me see. You can go for a little hike at Lebanon Hills in Eagan.
I heard a rumor that the Mary Tyler Moore statue was put away for storage for a while. Is that true?
You know, I didn't hear that, but I might have missed it.
Yeah, I one of those funny things that I would find. It was, I don't know if they're doing some sort of remodeling or renovation or something going on. That maybe we'll check that out. I don't want to pass along false information. I just saw an article that it was going to be put away at least at some point for renovations. And what about, isn't the Mall of America also expanding? I can't believe it. How can that thing expand?
Well, I guess it can. You know, it seems big enough to me already, but, you know, a lot of people like to go to IKEA, which is right across the road, too.
Yeah. Chuck, did you...
I believe they opened up the new addition just recently, but they have a large, I think, 10-story office building attached and a new entrance, but from what I understood, they had not opened up any significant amount of commercial space within it. So it's a lot of hallways and potential... shops and businesses in the future.
Yep. Well, and if you're doing an overnight, there's one hotel that's connected to it. This time of year, I often look for a place where you can do everything under one roof. And it's the Radisson Blue, so you can take a Skyway and never even see the light of day.
Wow. Chuck, have a good time. What about a former producer at Wisconsin Public Radio was working at the Science Museum of Minnesota in St. Paul. There's a lot of great museums,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah, there are a lot of great museums. Downtown St. Paul is fun. Another thing you might want to do this time of year is to go to a show. You can go hear Prairie Home Companion in downtown St. Paul. You can go to a concert at the Ordway Center. One great thing about this time of year that isn't so much true in the summer is it's the high season for all of the symphonies, the chamber orchestras, the ballets, the operas. So whenever I go somewhere, you know, I try to catch one of those. And you're right, when you go, you're talking about the Carole King musical, you got to get those tickets. Once we wanted to go to Madison to see Book of Mormon in March, and she geez, I think I noticed it was there in November or something. It was already sold out.
Yeah, I did check a while back, and there were still some tickets available, but I might have, I might be too late. I hope not. Christy Taylor did look it up, and Mary Tyler Moore is in storage. It is unclear when she'll be back or where she will go. Oh, well. Since we're in Minnesota, let's go up to the North Shore. You love that part of Minnesota.
I do love it, but now is not the best time to go because Minnesota firearms deer season started on Saturday, so they actually close part of the Superior Hiking Trail. Actually, the city of Duluth is a very fun place to go. It can get a little blustery, but it has excellent hiking. It's unbelievable how scenic the Superior Hiking Trail is in Duluth. It's got 43 miles of it. The Duluth sections obviously are not closed for hunting. This is restaurant week, still going on through Saturday in Duluth, and you can see the orboats coming in. Last week, there were four of them stacked up in the harbor waiting to get into the grain and ore terminals. So I this time of year, I'd say maybe stick to the city.
Yeah, I guess so. I was looking at your piece, and there's a there also is a photo of Split Rock Lighthouse on the North Shore, which commemorates the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which was honored just this week. So it's a beautiful beautiful sight. We have Gary on Facebook who says, too late, it is snowing in northern Wisconsin. Oh, Gary, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I think it'll melt, though, Gary, unless you get, you know, a foot. I suppose it's going to be in the mid-50s in northern Wisconsin this weekend. So, too late, it's currently snowing in northern Wisconsin. Time to stay home and hunker down until the spring. Well, do you have any suggestions for Gary in northern Wisconsin?
I would not suggest that, Gary. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, this time of year, you know, you have to wear blaze orange because even in Wisconsin, you know, the firearms deer season doesn't start until the 21st. But the small game hunters are still out and trapping season starts this weekend. And yet, hiking is really good because you see more, right? Because in the summer, the trees are all leafed out. You hike this time of year, your color is still underfoot in the leaves, and the air is bracing. It's not muddy anywhere because, well, maybe not yet, but the mud gets frozen. I kind of like to hike this time of year.
We are talking about some late fall getaways in and around Wisconsin and welcoming any recommendations that you have or questions you have for our guest, Beth Gopper, who is editor of MidwestWeekends.com. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And I continue to look for your ideas for things to do in Door County this weekend. What's going on, or what do you recommend in Door County during late November? We had a caller who couldn't stay with us but had recommendations for Door County. She said, I should hike the ledge, a rocky area right on the water. I'm wondering if she means the Cave Point area. That is gorgeous. That would be fun. There are also opportunities for yoga and a great art studio where you can bring your wine with you. Well, that sounds promising, Beth.
Yeah, that does sound fun. I'd do that, Joy.
Yeah. I wonder if it's one of those places that, because they do have a lot of art studios, I'll have to, maybe our caller can call back to say exactly what art studio is that. There are a lot of places that are popping up in different cities where you can take an art class or you can have an art party and you can paint and drink your Pinot at the same time. Have you noticed this trend, Beth? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have seen that. I think there's one in Fish Creek. Again, you know, you need to check in advance because, you know, they want more than a couple people there. But if you're taking your girlfriends, you've got a group already. You could maybe have a special session at some of these places.
Yeah, you mentioned deer hunting season coming up, and next week at this time, we are probably going to be looking at deer hunting in Wisconsin and deer hunting culture. And I know there's a big venison feed or something like that going on up in Tomahawk. But you also, there are those who aren't hunting, and especially if there are girlfriends who want to get together because their significant others are hunting. Do you have some recommendations for the so-called deer hunters' widows?
Oh yeah, there a lot of people concentrate on shopping, and there's some nice little shopping towns, you know, like Cedarburg, north of Milwaukee, and Galena is very popular. And conveniently, next weekend Galena has its Nouveau weekend, so that starts with a little parade down Main Street, and then people drink a lot of wine. I like to go to Mineral Point. That's one of my favorite little towns, and you can take a class at Shaker Egg Alley. I kind of enjoy taking classes this time of year. You know, in the summer, I don't really want to sit inside at a, you know, doing anything, but this time of year, it's a lot of fun. It'd be fun to make something.
I have some questions for you about Galena, because that's on my list. I've never been there, but we have some callers and we have a news break coming up. So let me go to Beth in South Range first. Hi, Beth.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you about the booths today and tomorrow at Clyde Iron Works. It's a restaurant kind of in the north end. They have something called the Junk Hunt, and it's old items mostly that have been refurbished and used for decorating ideas, and lots of things to buy, lots of ideas for decorating. Lots of people go. It's about $5 to get in. And it's lots and lots of fun. I highly recommend it.
The Junk Hunt in Duluth.
Yep. They have this event twice a year, once in the fall and once in the spring.
Yeah, so you can look for antiques or repurposed items and all that. That sounds fun, Beth. Thank you very much for sharing that. And we have an open line for you. If you would like to share an event that's happening this weekend or an activity that you like to do during this time of year, do you have any travel plans for late fall or the beginning of the Christmas shopping season? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We have a couple of minutes before news, so let me ask you a little bit more about Galena, Beth. What is this wine weekend that's going on the 20th and 21st?
It's a Nouveau wine weekend, and actually Wollersheim, near closer to Madison, also has its Ruby Nouveau tasting. This is when the Nouveau Beaujolais comes out, so it gives people a good excuse to drink some wine.
Yeah. What else in Galena, though? For some reason, I'm hearing a lot of people saying Galena is a great place to visit. You think Galena, Illinois, and it's like, how did that become a girlfriend's getaway destination?
Well, it has tons of places to stay, a lot of B&Bs. A lot of the B&B rooms do have, two beds if you want to go with a girlfriend, but it's also known as a big romantic couples getaway. There are lots of shops. When it started, there were a lot of antique shops, and now it's more like gift shops. Got a lot of history. That's where Ulysses S. Grant lived for a short time, and there's a Grant home there you can tour. And then there are a lot of great restaurants and wineries. It's kind of a Chicago hangout.
Sounds
so
good.
It's a little bit like the Door County of Northwest Illinois.
Well, we'll go there too. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is a late fall getaways edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Our guest, Beth Gopper, is the editor of MidwestWeekends.com, and she is sharing her ideas and recommendations for some great late fall getaways. And we're welcoming your questions and your suggestions too. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Been to Auburndale, New Auburn, Berlin, New Berlin, London, New London, Rome, the other Rome, Franklin, the other Franklin, New Franklin, Richmond, New Richmond, Ridgewood, Woodruff, Woodford, Pleasantville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie, Stein Prairie, Prairie Sheep, Prairie Sack, back to Flambeau, Vernon.
I've been over there. Hey, smell that dairy.
This is a late falls getaways edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine talking about some great late fall getaways in and around Wisconsin. Our guest, Beth Gopper, is the editor of MidwestWeekends.com. She has written about many great late fall getaways, and we are talking about them and welcoming your questions and your suggestions, too. Do you have any plans to get out of town this weekend or in the late fall? Share your ideas or ask our guest for some tips at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And I'm sorry to our caller from Platteville who wanted to talk about more about Galena, who just dropped off just as I was going to go to him. But anyway, Beth, we talked a little bit about Galena. Let's talk about Platteville. I mean, or Dubuque. That's where he was from. He was from Dubuque. Any ideas of things to do in Dubuque?
Yeah, Dubuque is a fun town. It's got some great views from its bluffside parks. But this time of year, I'd probably go to the National Mississippi River Museum. It's really fun. They have freshwater aquariums, and they've got a little lock you can play with and see how that works. Really, really fun exhibits. And they have breweries. They have very good places to eat. Yeah, it's a fun town.
Yeah, no. We've talked almost the whole hour, and we haven't even talked about our one of our tourist capitals of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Dells. There's plenty to do there too.
Yeah, this is, you know, if you have the flexibility to go this time of year, and especially midweek, you get the very best deals of the whole year. It's not just kids. Once I was there, and I ran into a woman who was celebrating her 60th birthday there. The adults like it too. Some of those rides, you know, are a little scary, like the toilet bowl.
Yeah.
Where you get kind of sucked down. So little kids don't even like them anyway. So, other than that, there's, you know, not a ton to do. There are some attractions. But it's mostly, under one roof, places like the Great Wolf and the Kalahari. You know, they've got everything there. You've got the places to eat. The Kalahari is right next to a bunch of movie theaters. You don't need to even go outside.
Yeah, there's a spa or two up there, too, I think. One place we haven't talked about yet either is our Milwaukee. I don't know why that would be a great place to visit. There's so many things to do in Milwaukee.
You know, there is, and I was there one time, this very same time of year. That's when I was surprised by how much color there still was along the lakefront. You know, Lake Michigan keeps the lakefront a little warmer than the rest of Wisconsin, at least for a while this time of year. I think when I was in Milwaukee, I noticed that there was Beethoven's Ninth at the Marcus Center, and it was sold out.
Mm-hmm.
But there's lots of other things going on. If you're into the retreat under one roof, you could stay at the Intercontinental, which is connected to the Marcus Center, and also the Pabst Theater. And then next weekend is a huge weekend in Milwaukee. It's probably the best place to be in the entire Upper Midwest other than Chicago.
Oh, wow.
They're kicking off the Holiday Lights Festival on the 19th. And then in Best Place, which you may have heard that beer is coming back to that area, they're having a Christkindle market. So I would love to go to that. It's kind of early next weekend, and it's just the one weekend. But, you know, Father Christmas shows up, and you've got the outdoor vendors and the hot spiced wine and all those good German traditions. And then at the State Fair Exposition Hall, you have the Holiday Folk Fair. So lots to do. Oh, and then there's a parade downtown next weekend.
Well,
so
Milwaukee's the place to be.
Yeah.
Sounds like it. But now we have lots of callers. So Andy in Middleton, what's your idea?
Well, on Highway PF in Sauk County, a farmer has made a display that looks like a pool table. He's got bales of hay that are covered with the plastic sheeting, and they're colored like pool balls, like the 8-ball and 10-ball, and then he's got a plastic disc that's made up like a Christmas candy, and there's a something like a telephone pole that's lying on a hay bale, and it's tapered, so he's got a pool cue there.
It's very neat, Andy. I know, because I was there during the there was a farm art detour that was going on during Fermentation Fest, and it was marvelous. What's the name of that road or highway, Andy?
PF.
All right. Thanks very much. Since we have so many other callers, I thought we should get to them because we're almost out of time. Cabrini in Hudson is with us. Hi, Cabrini.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was wondering what are your highlights for Menominee, Wisconsin?
Is that around the Eau Claire area, that Menominee?
Correct.
So around Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Menominee. Beth, any ideas?
Yeah, I was just in Menominee a few weeks ago. I actually stopped there on my way back from Madison in late September, and I hit the antique stores. I hadn't realized how good they are. They're right there on the main street across from the Tainter Center, and the Mabel Tainter Auditorium is really a landmark of Western Wisconsin. There's lots going on there, plays and music, and it's got one of those jewel box interiors, but right across the street and along the street are some really fun antique stores. And you know, not all antique stores are created equal. I really enjoyed these. They just had a great selection. And then there's the Red Cedar State Trail, which is still going to be nice this weekend, I think. You can walk along it to the Devil's Punch Bowl, which is a neat little canyon along the Red Cedar River. And there is a brewery. I've never seen a brewery this close to a bicycle trail. It is about a yard from the trailhead. It's Lucette Brewing.
Oh.
So I would say stop by there, have a beer and some wood-fired pizza.
All right, have fun, Cabrini. And we're just about out of time. Beth, do you have any plans for this weekend?
Oh, you know, I started a pair of Ojibwe snowshoes years ago. I did not finish them because it cuts up your hands to string these snowshoes. So they're having another one in a state park, in Afton State Park, and I'm hoping to kind of sit in on that snowshoe-making workshop and finish my snowshoes finally in hopes that we'll get some snow this winter.
And we'll talk to you about snowshoeing and things to do in the winter if you're able. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks.
Beth Gopper, editor of MidwestWeekends.com. It's now time for Wisconsin Life, and many of us are looking forward to these crisp autumn days, colored leaves, the pumpkins. But Leslie Kagan reminds us that the season's days are numbered.
Right about now, you're probably enjoying all that autumn has to offer. You're pulling your cozy sweaters out of storage. Perhaps in a heck, life's too short to deny myself candy corn moment, you devour a few bags. But somewhere in the back of your mind, amidst all this crispy revelry, admit it, you're uneasy. You know what's coming, winter. Remember last year's, that really depressing one that knocked even half-glass full people on their cheerful behinds? I freely admit that I'm not the most chipper person. Writers rarely are. In fact, most of us are generally skirting the edges of the kind of cliff that one normally sees on the covers of gothic romance novels. But thanks to years of mental health tinkering, I recognize the warning signs that pop up before I'm about to go around the proverbial bend. So when I began to experience flashbacks from Stephen King's The Shining last February, I suspected that I'd come down with a profound case of cabin fever, courtesy of Mother Nature. It always gets down to our mothers, doesn't it? My therapist's advice? Get out of the house. Socialize. ASAP. This is a bitter pill to swallow for one who has found that the best way to cope with winter is to hibernate January through May. Why should I leave my cave? God invented Peapod so my groceries could be delivered to my front door. 17,000 television channels provide me with semi-entertainment, and I know how to build a fire better than most Boy Scouts. But in the interest of not being found ranting and raving in the springtime with red drums scribbled across my living room walls, I headed toward my local coffee shop, where I hope that someone not too perky, really happy people give me migraines, would ask if they could share my table. I'd absorb the atmosphere, make chit-chat, quickly down a cup of hot cocoa, and leave the shop feeling that I'd been a good patient. After driving the 3 blocks to town, a feat similar to competing in the Iditarod, there I was, cozied up in the corner of the roastery, when a very, very elderly woman approached the empty seat at my table. I stifled a moan and steeled myself to be assaulted by some over-the-top grandchild beaming and bragging. But as the woman unwound her 5-foot-long scarf with her knobby fingers, much to my surprise and delight, she suddenly jerked it up like it was a noose and said out of the side of her mouth, "I was counting on dying before I had to go through another one of these crappy winters." I found myself smiling for the first time in months. Turns out that not only therapists know best, so do authors. Misery really does love company, eh, Stephen King?
Leslie Kagan is the author of several best-selling novels, including her most recent, The Resurrection of Tess Blessing. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. It is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. You can find more online at wisconsinlife.org. Thanks to Christy Taylor and to Chris Molina for producing and directing this program. Thank you for listening. Coming up in our next hour, it's World Kindness Day. We will talk about simple acts of kindness that you can perform and why kindness is so important. This time on Monday, we're going to recap Saturday's Democratic presidential debate with a guest political scientist. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.